Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
Now let's give people the delivery of the week before we get to the rest of the card. I don't want people getting angry at us. It's Hungry Howie's delivery of the week, brought to you by, well, you guessed it, Hungry Howie's original flavored crust pizza. It is number 3 Texas laying 7.5 as they travel to Ann Arbor to take on number 10 Michigan. Big noon on Fox. Gus and Joel have been priming their pumps for 4 days for this game. Jim, first things first, I will only address this before I let you go cap crazy. You do not see line movement like this in a top 10 matchup. You just don't. This thing was a flat 3. These teams go to play 3.5. This number has ballooned. Not just 3 or 4 points. It has crossed one of the biggest key numbers out there, which is 7. And it's not stopping. There are now 8s popping up. You just don't see line movement. So you have to ask yourself, am I going to go on the road with Quinn Ewers and Sarkisian, who, I'm sorry, they are still good to screw something up or do some stupid shit, against a defense we have a lot of respect for at Michigan, even when they don't know the other team's plays? Or am I going to hop on the train tracks and go, I don't see no speeding train. Oh, wait, dead. Like, you bet into this steam. I want to know where you're at, because I'll tell you, this number has caused me to go, I can't do this. I can't go this steaming freight train. Planet Earth is on them, but that team is on the road. I think the QB's good, not great. I think the coach is still a space cadet. And it's my hated rival, and I don't need money to hate them. I already hate their existence. So I want to turn over to Cap to you in this game. What do you want to do here?
Okay. Sark and Ewers, noted, did go to Tuscaloosa last year at night and win by double digits.
Yep.
And that sticks out to me. And I know that the refrain here is don't overreact to week one. I was concerned about Michigan's quarterback situation before week one. I'm not overreacting. I think it was proven out that this team should have hit the portal. They got complacent at that position, and it's going to limit them. But, Mike, I have a hard time. Like, we do this podcast, and we have to be honest with people. We're getting a bad number. Like, I want to go Texas so bad. And then maybe this is, to go back to the start of the podcast,
real quick,
stubborn
are all
Jim.
The people, the people going to email in complaining somehow we got a different number? Yeah, no, we didn't. We got screwed. Maybe if we did this Monday, I could have given you 3.5
so
a week ago.
Like,
I can't do it, Jim.
I want to play Texas. I know that's, like, stubborn, though, and it brings me back to the Saquon thing. Like, maybe,
let me offer you something.
Maybe don't do it.
I want to offer you something. And it's not a good idea. None of it's a good idea. But I want to offer you something, okay? This game and the next game we're going to talk about. The next game, I have a strong play, I think, both ways, both with side and total.
Mm-hmm.
Super bad idea. But what if I could offer you a two-team teaser where it was just sing the fight song?
Win the game. Yeah, I'd be open to it because I do think Texas is winning this game. And I'll give you a couple stats on that. Michigan has closed as a 7-point home dog just 5 times since 2000. They lost all 5. This is Michigan's biggest home underdog spot since 2019. They lost that game against Ohio State. It was a bloodbath, 56-27. So I do believe Texas is going in and winning this football game. Do I want to lay 7.5? No. That's probably my lean, but I think because it's super public, because to your point, we're getting the worst of a number, this is probably one of those where you don't pay Saquon Barkley $72. This is probably one where you just pass.
So I want to offer you something. Have you seen the total in this game?
It was like 42. Where is it now?
That's all I needed you to say. That looks mighty low, doesn't it? And what's the rule, Jim? What is our rule on this show, Jim? You know the answer.
When it's low, we go lower?
That a baby. Would you dare? Do you view this as a 27-14 kind of game? And I know you just said, you didn't want to bet it. What the hell? No. Just, guys, work with us for a second. Scenario it out. Let's say it's a 21-17 game. Okay, does that feel better? Do you view it as that kind of game?
So, a couple things. Michigan's offense is going to struggle, right? We believe that. I mean, they'll try to run the ball, and they'll have a degree of success on the ground, but they're not a polished, balanced offense. When Alex Orji comes in the game, everybody knows it's a run. I mean, they're tipping their hand. I know they think, well, some two QB systems can work. I tend to agree with the cliche, if you have 2, you have 0. So let's go Michigan's number is going to be low. Quinn Ewers against the blitz. He's much better without it. 71% passer, nearly 10 yards an attempt. It goes down yards per attempt. The completion percentage goes down 6-7 points. Michigan under Wink Martindale, you know him, going to blitz a lot. If it takes Texas's big plays out of the game, or they don't get as many of them because Ewers gets heated up, I don't know. I mean, I guess I could lean under, but I don't want to play it. Because I do wonder, because when you live and die with the blitz, like Ewers is a veteran quarterback. I mean, these stats are multi-year. What if they get some of that speed in the explosive game and it actually gives them an edge? Because Michigan is a great defense, but if they're going to give you one-on-ones, crossing routes, if they're going to give you a chance to get the speed in space for Texas, maybe it ends up giving them a couple explosives that they otherwise wouldn't earn if Michigan wasn't blitzing.
Fair. Now, listen, if I were going to play it, it'd be the under. That number is not a deal. That's not a discount.
No.
And I understand you want to watch a big game. You don't want to be anti-fun, but you got to play some unders if you're going to win. I just, again, Jim, that borders on an Iowa under right there. When you're throwing in a top 10 matchup with an NFL, alleged NFL QB, I'm not a Ewers guy, despite all last year me telling you, hey, Texas is back, I believe in him. It wasn't because of Ewers. It was because of the operation. It was because of the talent. It was because I believe they were going to beat Bama because I thought Bama was horseshit. It was never about Ewers. You never heard me pimping this kid like, oh, man, come on, we got Quinn. I think he's good. I don't think he's that dude. I don't think he's that guy. And you're right, they went and beat Bama, but that doesn't mean you're doing it again.
No.
I got to see who the hell's running the football here in a big-time game because a couple backs are injured.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got Isaiah Bond. Who else you got? And then defensively, here's the big thing. While I don't think Michigan's O-line is anywhere near what it was, I got to see what Texas's interior looks like. I don't think they did a good job replacing guys like Sweat and company. So it's a stay away. I'd lean on under here.
Okay. Bolden is the other speed receiver, and you know about him. I know you just
Silas
Bolden.
But he's 4 feet tall.
No, I know,
that's
but
your problem.
He didn't show up in the receiving box score much week one, but he was good in the return game. And I feel like he is a guy where he could be a stick of dynamite. If you blitz, if they get him in an RPO, if they get him in space, he breaks a 40-yard gain. All of a sudden, this Michigan defense that's so good is now on their heels. Mike, I would lean Texas even up to 7.5, but I know I can't play it.
I'm going to go under 42.5, 24% of tickets, 51% of money. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. I don't trust Michigan to light up a scoreboard. If they're anything like what they were against Fresno, good luck. And Texas, let's be real, I think they'll struggle in the running game. I don't trust Ewers. I think it'll be a very uneven game. I'm going to go under 42.5, no play on the side. But I have a way for you to play this game if you ride with me on the next one.
Okay.